Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. A new report from a group of Ohio researchers documents an explosion in the number of overdose deaths linked to methamphetamines and amphetamines. On the line now with us is Orman Hall from the Ohio Alliance for Innovation in Population Health. That's the group that put together the report. Mr. Hall, thanks for your time.
Good to be here, Steve.
A 5,000% increase in overdose deaths over the course of 8 years. That is an astonishing figure. What's fueling this increase?
You know, it's a very serious rise, and we should probably put that in context. Back in 2010, the base year, there were only 9 recorded psychostimulant deaths, and that rose to 509 in 2017. So the percentage increase was based on a beginning number that was very small. But that said, it is a very significant increase. We're not completely sure at this point what is driving the increase. We are beginning to see a plateau effect on opioid-related overdoses, it would appear. So that's one factor. It's important to note, however, that the vast majority of the psychostimulant and cocaine deaths that are occurring are co-occurring with opioids, specifically fentanyl.
It's this drug mixed in with fentanyl?
These drugs, I should say. Or people intentionally taking both substances or more multi-substances at the same time.
Is it hard to get people's attention about an increase in methamphetamine? In the media, we're especially guilty when we talk about drugs these days. It's mostly about opioids. Is that a fault of ours? Could we do better? Or how could the public know that this is a bigger problem than what many people might think?
Oh, I don't know that anybody's at fault. And still, you know, kind of putting all of this in perspective, psychostimulants, amphetamines, methamphetamines, only accounted for about 12% of the deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, the underlying and most important point here is the significant rate of increase in the deaths. We want to get on top of it. We want to make sure that we understand the dynamics and that we have a strategy in place before we reach really epidemic proportions like we have with opioids.
I assume that strategy is in its infant stages. What would you recommend to both public health officials and to police?
Well, I think law enforcement agencies have been tracking on this particular problem for a longer period of time than maybe policymakers. So they understand. They know that psychostimulants are being trafficked at higher levels than they have previously, and that that cocaine trafficking is up. I think it's just time for us to step back and to take a look and to try to understand what are the factors that are causing the rise. And we don't really know at this point what factors are driving the cause.
Certainly availability seems to be at least one issue, right? There seems to be more, I mean, just again, that's just me looking at the raw numbers. Availability, you would think there's more meth available if so many more people are dying from it.
Well, I think that is exactly true. And if you know, when you talk to law enforcement agencies or officers, they will, especially those that are involved in apprehending or dealing with trafficking, they will tell you that over the span of the past several years that they have seen an elevated number of psychostimulants, again, methamphetamine and cocaine being interdicted. So, you know, that is a factor. The supply is up and apparently demand is also up.
Orman Hall, one of the researchers with the Ohio Alliance for Innovation in Population Health, that put together a report saying methamphetamine and amphetamine deaths in Ohio have increased 5,000% over the past 8 years. Mr. Hall, thanks again.
Thank you, sir.